Tonight, Ohio cities will be conducting their annual count to determine how many homeless people are out there. It's the first count since Akron and Youngstown each considered legislation aimed at reducing panhandling. Opponents said they were actually thinly veiled attempts at criminalizing homelessness. Now we'll look at where each city is at today in helping its homeless population.
Hi, buddy. You're enjoying your cake, huh? How you doing, Wayne?
Skip Barone is a popular guy at our community kitchen in Youngstown. He's a retired salesman who started volunteering at soup kitchens more than a decade ago. Now he runs a cafeteria-like space near downtown, which serves hundreds of breakfasts and lunches for free every day.
Oh, today they got a Philly steak sandwich, salad, green beans, and some chips. And we give them dessert also.
Youngstown officials point with pride to the operation, which opened last year, just as city council was considering a bill to curb loitering. Opponents said the bill would actually criminalize homelessness, but Mayor John McNally says that was never the intention.
When this was all going on, my police chief and I had walked two blocks away over to the lower end of a local parking lot, and there's a sort of shaded area. And there was 12 people just sort of hanging out there one day in the middle of the afternoon, beer cans around, probably smoking cigarettes, smoking marijuana. And we told them, look, you can't just hang out here. You need to keep moving along.
Those problems have died down since last year when Youngstown City Council passed a less stringent version of the law in the face of a warning from the ACLU that the loitering ordinance wouldn't hold up in court. Cleveland State University law professor Joe Mead worked with the ACLU on the effort and says criminalizing homelessness isn't effective.
When we've studied the history of areas that have aggressively policed the homeless and they find no reduction in the homeless population, all they have are huge bills, a homeless population that doesn't trust the government and is wary of seeking services.
Mead sees a national trend of investing in more services instead of arresting people, and that's where Skip Barone and his new community kitchen in Youngstown come in.
When we first started designing this, this was going to be a prototype for maybe other communities. We're looking at maybe going into Trumbull County, Columbiana. We designed the kitchen. We designed a community room back there where they have access to computers.
Barone and Mayor McNally both say that Youngstown has achieved a kind of symbiosis between the number of homeless people and the amount of help that's offered. The city did see an increase in the homeless population over the past 5 years based on the point-in-time count that cities in Ohio do on the last Tuesday in January. In Akron, the number of homeless people over the past 5 years is down.
This system is definitely working.
That's Keith Stahl with Akron-based Community Support Services.
People are homeless for shorter periods of time, and those that have been long-term homeless, those numbers have dramatically reduced. And in talking with the Haven of Rest, which is a great community partner, they're seeing that.
Haven of Rest is a privately funded mission, which Stahl acknowledges may not be for everyone due to its religious affiliation. There are other factors that make shelters of any kind a bad fit for some homeless people, such as those who are convicted sex offenders. But Stahl points out that offering them some housing might be a good idea.
Would you rather know where that person is, you know, be able to access and give them services, or would you rather not know where they are?
And there are some people who simply will not go into shelters because they prefer the outdoors. Paul Herman is one of those people. Until recently, he was living in a tent on Summit Metro Park's land which is now being used for the park's Freedom Trail. So earlier this month, he had to move, but he's still not interested in a shelter.
Most of the people that are actually homeless, most of us don't go around trying to steal or whatever. I mean, all we're trying to do is just make our own way in the world. And really, it needs to be somewhere around basically the downtown area where there's so many things that can be used.
But not an indoor shelter is what you're saying.
Not really, because one of the things that we have is our freedom. Yeah, it's rather demeaning when you have to be such and such a place at a certain time for whatever, and you're very restricted on your movement.
Herman would like to see Akron set aside a plot of land for a sort of tent city. Akron officials had considered that a few years ago, but were concerned about safety and sanitation issues. Instead, the city has been adding shelter space in an effort to curb homelessness. But Helen Tomic, Akron's planning manager, says there will always be people who prefer to stay out of shelters.
They may not choose to use those beds, but we need to have beds available. But ultimately, it is choice. We can offer them opportunities. We can offer them different housing options. But they have a choice of where they want to stay.
Tomek says Akron is also looking at offering a jobs program for homeless people, something that hasn't been offered in a decade. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.